Miami Beach will start aerial spraying of pesticides tomorrow to try to slow the spread of mosquito-borne Zika virus. And yesterday, the World Health Organization moved to slow the sexual transmission of the virus by extending from 8 weeks to 6 months the recommended time that couples should wait to try to get pregnant after they've traveled through a Zika outbreak area. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partner. So, Helen, the CDC hasn't changed its recommendations. The WHO has. Thoughts?
You know, it's two different organizations looking at the available and emerging evidence and making decisions. CDC is looking at the same evidence that the WHO did, and they're in the process of trying to decide whether or not to update their recommendations. In terms of the WHO, you know, they looked at studies that have come out quite recently, a couple showing that men who were infected with Zika were emitting fragments of the virus in their semen 6 months after infection, which was longer than had been seen before. The case where it was seen that a woman infected her sexual partner. So, you know, they're looking at evidence as it emerges and trying to make the most realistic and cautious recommendations that they can.
Well, of course, the recommendation to wait 6 months before you try to get pregnant would definitely apply to people who already live in areas that have a local transmission. So talk about Miami and the spraying there. There are a lot of people worried that the cure might be worse than the problem. I mean, you know, there are people concerned about the spraying.
Yeah, that's been one of the real tensions with the Zika response. You know, on the one hand, you have public health authorities who are desperate to prevent pregnant women from getting infected with this virus. That is priority one for them. But you also have a whole bunch of other people who don't see Zika as very much of a threat to them, who do object to things like aerial spraying for mosquitoes. And it's really, you know, kind of a hard saw for public health authorities to make.
Yeah. Well, and everybody would like more money to combat Zika or the virus. But yesterday, Congress failed once again to approve funding. Now, we understand that the holdup before the summer break was that Republicans were objecting to money that was slated to go to Planned Parenthood to help stop an outbreak in Puerto Rico, and that the holdup yesterday was Democrats now objecting because those funds to Planned Parenthood had been cut out of the new funding proposal. Is it likely that that stalemate will be broken and get this money moving?
You know, it sounds like something will happen, probably right up at the end of the month, but it seems like this just really isn't the priority for Congress that public health authorities would like it to be, that there just isn't a perception that this is as big a deal as they're being told it is.
Yeah. And just very briefly, Helen, we understand the concern now is the possibility of Zika spreading across Asia, as it has across South America and into Africa.
Yeah, this is a really interesting situation. Singapore is having cases, and, you know, it raises a whole bunch of questions. Nobody knows how far Zika had spread in Africa and Asia in the past. It's not clear how many people in those parts of the world are immune to it. And so, you know, this outbreak in Singapore is going to be something people are watching very closely.
Helen Branswell, who covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thank you.
Thank you.